Hi, I'm Eden Villalobos, and I'm the managing editor for The Bold. On November 2nd, 2021, Bolderites will vote whether or not to pass ballot question 300, proposed by Bedrooms Are for People, a grassroots organization seeking to reform housing occupancy laws in Boulder. City of Boulder ballot question 300, Bedrooms Are for People. The ballot question is, shall the City of Boulder expand access to housing by allowing all housing units to be occupied by a number of people equal to the number of legal bedrooms, plus one additional person per home, provided that relevant health and safety codes are met? In light of the November 2nd Boulder election ballot, Bedrooms Are for People are encouraging Boulder residents to vote yes on the ballot question 300 measure. Currently, depending on the zone, Boulder law bars more than three or four unrelated adults from living in the same residence. Bedrooms Are for People was founded in 2020 by Boulder residents seeking to ratify the present housing limit laws. Eric Budd and Chelsea Castellano are co-organizers for the movement and have been pushing for more inclusive housing with the campaign for the last two election cycles. Quote, our feeling is that when your elected representatives aren't doing the job that you think they should be, then you can take action, Castellano said. It's been really amazing to see how much support we have across the community and how many people are behind our measure. End quote. The grassroots movement has been fighting to put their measure on the ballot for the past few years. Despite receiving 7,764 signatures last August, well over the required 4,048 at the time, the City Council opted against placing the measure on the 2020 ballot. Bedrooms Are for People launched a lawsuit against the Boulder City Council after the council voted 5-4 in favor of changing the rules on signatures and deadlines, demanding 8,096 signatures, disqualifying Bedrooms Are for People from the 2020 ballot. Bedrooms Are for People launched a lawsuit against the Boulder City Council after the council voted 5-4 in favor of changing the rules on signatures and deadlines, demanding 8,096 signatures, disqualifying Bedrooms Are for People from the 2020 ballot. The district court ruled against Bedrooms Are for People, and the Colorado Supreme Court dismissed their appeal. Quote, the city basically made some mistakes with their ballot measure process, and the city council changed their election laws to actually keep us off the ballot. They changed their interpretation of the election laws, Bud said. We had to try again this year, and now we are very motivated, very organized, very on the ballot. End quote. In the face of tremendous hardship brought on by faulty city guidelines, Bedrooms Are for People came out triumphant and reached the requirements to be on the 2021 Boulder ballot. Quote, it was very stressful, Bud said. I think that there are definitely forces in our community as a small minority group of people who are powerful, influential, that essentially works to keep us off the ballot. And some of those folks are the same people that are opposing us now that we are on the ballot. End quote. Regardless of the pushback by those who sit on the Boulder City Council, Bedrooms Are for People has gained endorsements from highly accredited organizations from both local and national. Some of those include CU Student Government, Sierra Club, Boulder Housing Coalition, Boulder Progressives, Colorado Working Family Party, and many more. Quote, there's just such a movement and momentum, and so many people want to see change here. That's why we keep going, Bud said. End quote. Sophia Kahn, CU Student Government Legislative Council President, pushed to use her voice and platform to shed light on the larger issues Bedrooms Are for People focuses on. Quote, campaign pushes policies that are in place for the benefit of blue-collar residents and people of color in Boulder, two demographics that are often underrepresented in a predominantly upper-class and white area, Kahn said. Bedrooms Are for People recognizes how incredible of a city Boulder is, and they fight for our city to be easily accessible for all people, not just those who can afford to be here. End quote. The current unrelated people occupancy zoning law not only affects students, but also the working class and underrepresented residents of Boulder. Bedrooms Are for People driving force is to give liberty and justice for all people who want to live together and recognize that the current housing laws discriminate against a large portion of the population. Quote, fundamentally, the issue of occupancy laws and the discriminatory nature is, it doesn't just affect students. It affects all ranges of people, young professionals, older people, seniors who want to rent out more rooms in their home, or they want to stay in their home, Bud said. End quote. There is no question that a lack of housing options disproportionately affects minority and low-income members of any community. Despite the federal Fair Housing Act, which has been deeply rooted in our laws about prohibiting housing discrimination, this law fails to protect unrelated members. Quote, there's a lot of research now around exclusionary zoning and how restricting access to housing, hurts people who are lower income. It hurts people who don't fall in the heteronormative standards that our society likes to put on us, Castellano says. End quote. Bedrooms Are for People has come so far with the help of local volunteers and interns, but the fight is not over yet. Bedrooms Are for People and their endorsers are encouraging young people to head to the polls and vote on the measure in order to support underrepresented communities in Boulder. Quote, the campaign has consistently relied on people power, but most importantly, student power as well, by fighting to represent not just the older adults in Boulder, but the younger student residents in the area as well, Khan said. End quote. Bud and Castellano, along with all those involved with Bedrooms Are for People, feel it's time for a change. And through those registered to vote in Boulder, change is within reach. Quote, we're hoping to turn out more young people than we've ever seen in the city election, Castellano said. I think it's possible. It's one of the easiest ways for CU students to leave a legacy for the people who come after them and to really leave their mark on the community, to help reform these exclusionary policies and start giving Boulder residents a bright future and less hardship around housing here. End quote. All registered Boulder voters will be mailed a ballot by Monday, October 11th, and all mail ballots must be received by 7 p.m. on Election Day. The general election will be on Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021, and you must be in line by 7 p.m. for in-person polling.